We've been looking at the aspiration and endeavor to be Ahlul Jannah. In essence, to be able to reach our full potential and thus gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following His laws. And we've been looking at the physical manifestations of belief. We've looked at various aspects, and we were looking at behavior at the various intelligences, the IQ, the EQ, and the SQ. Yesterday, we stopped at where we have to align our actions with our thoughts, and how to go about doing that sort of thing. In other words, the alignment of the head and the heart. Today, we will look at the next stage, which is to have rahmah. See, empathy builds on self-awareness. The more we are open to our own emotions, the more successful we are at reading the feeling of others. Empathy is in essence the ability to know how another feels without having them verbalize them. And lack of empathy shows in those who abuse others physically or mentally. And we have no right to. Nobody has a right upon another to exert himself or herself in a physical or a mentally abusive manner. We've also looked at how important words are, how we use them actually make a major difference. A Howard psychiatrist called Robert Rosenthal developed PONS, which is a profile of nonverbal sensitivity, and he writes that the roots of empathy develop from the day we're born. You'll find infants cry when they hear another infant crying. And he did an investigation whereby, you know, he was working with children, and he saw that there was a one-year-old who brought his mum to quieten another child who was crying despite the other mum being there. Empathy is developed by parents. If we do not respond to our infants, and it takes an emotional toll because children become passive too, and this is basically called mirroring. Rahmah is programmed within us. It is in the physiology of the brain. It has been, science shows us that the species of animals without a neocortex in the brain, for example reptiles, they can eat their young. We can't do them. Let's see what the Quran says about empathy, about rahmah. Let's look at Surah number 57, Ayah 27. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِي قُلُوبِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُ رَأَفَةً وَرَحْمَةً. We put in the hearts of those who followed him, that is Muhammad, kindness and mercy. In Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, Ayah 159, Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. Then he goes to say, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَعْفُ أَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَقَّلَ اللَّهِ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَقِّلِينَ. It is due to the mercy of Allah that you deal with them gently. Had you been rough or hard-hearted, they would have dispersed from around you. Pardon them, therefore, and ask pardon for them. Take counsel with them in affairs. So when you have decided, then place your trust in Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who trust Him. The Prophet ﷺ showed us four signs of those who are wretched. He said, one, they have dry eyes, they can't cry. Two, they are hard-hearted. Three, there's excessive greed. And four, there's persistence in sins. In Nahj al-Balagha, when Imam alayhi salam describes the muttaqeen, he says, some of the things he says, people expect good out of them. They forgive those who harm them. They help those who abandon them. When misfortune afflicts others, they don't blame them, they assist them, and they don't rejoice at the loss of others. Now the first manifestation of rahmah, the first manifestation of empathy in a human being, is how we behave towards our parents. The Prophet ﷺ has said, Allah's pleasure is the pleasure of parents, and His anger is their anger. Let's look at some of the things that we have to understand when we talk about parents. The Quran, let's look at Surah to Bani Israel, Surah number 17, Ayah 23 to 24. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَا رَبُّكَ عَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّا. And your Rabb has decreed that you will not do the if you will not do the ibadah of anyone but him. And then he says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا, and you will do goodness to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. If either or both of them reach old age with you, don't even say uff to them. وَلَا تَنْحَرْهُمَا, don't chide them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, when you speak to them with a generous word, with a respected words. And then, he says, that's not enough. He says, وَحْفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, make yourself submissive, gentle to them with compassion. وَقُرْ, and then say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, my Rabb, have compassion on them, as they brought me up when I was little. Let's look a little further. Surah number 31, Surah Al-Luqman, Ayah 14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, we have enjoined the human being in respect of his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَحْنًا عَلَى وَحْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ, his mother bears him with a weakness upon weakness, and his weaning takes 2 years, saying, be grateful to me and to both your parents, to me is the eventual coming. Let's go a little further. Look at surah number 46, that's Suratul Ahkaf. If you look at ayah 15, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا, we have enjoined on the human being of doing good to his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ قُرْحًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ قُرْحًا, with trouble did his mother bear him, and with trouble did she bring him forth. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا, and the bearing of him and the weaning was 30 months. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَنَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي الذُّرِّيَّةِ إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. When he reaches and when he attains his maturity and becomes of age, 40 years of age, he says, my Rabb, grant me that I may give thanks for your favor which you bestowed on me and on my parents, and that I may do good which pleases you, and do good to me in respect of my offsprings. Surely I turn to you, and I am one of those who submit. So much on parents. So how do I get myself to understand the value of these parents? See, the love for mother is a love with no pretense. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Jannatu tahta aqdama ummahatikum, Jannah lies under the feet of your mothers. Someone came up to the Prophet and said, I have committed innumerable sins in my life. Is the door of Tawbah open for me? And will Allah accept my Tawbah? The Prophet asked him to go and do good to his parents. He said his father was alive. When he left, the Prophet said, I wish that his mom was alive. There was a young man who came to the Prophet and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm healthy. I want to take part in jihad for Islam, but my mother doesn't like me being separated from her and going for battle. The Prophet said, go and stay with your mother. I swear by him who has appointed me as his messenger, the thawab for you spending one night in the service of your mom and her being happy is greater than you performing jihad for a whole year. When the Prophet was asked, who has the greatest right over the human being? He said, his parents. Someone came to the Prophet for advice, and you know what he said? He said, don't associate anything with Allah, even if you are tortured or burned. Strengthen your heart with iman. Obey your parents. Treat them with kindness, whether they are alive or dead. He went on to say, even if they order you to abandon your family and wealth, do it, since this act is done out of iman. The Prophet ﷺ has also said, do not disturb your parents. Jannah can be fragranced from 1,000 years away, but those who are disowned by their parents or cut off will not smell this fragrance. Continue, don't even say a word of contempt to your parents, for Allah has forbidden it. Even a mean look, he says, no salah is accepted if you oppress your parents. And the positive actions, death is easy, your lifespan is increased. But one story that I remember as a child, and I repeat it all the time, is something that gets at me, it hits my inner core. It's about Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Prophet Musa is known as Kalimullah. He always used to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to run up to the mountain of Tur to be able to talk to Allah. And one day he's running up the mountain, and Jibreel comes up and says, "Musa, slowly, don't go so fast." And Musa said, "Why are you saying this to me?" "Because you know I'm going to talk to my Rabb, and you know how eager I am." He said, "Musa, mom's just died. You know, the one who used to raise her hands in dua, day in, day out, all night through for you, she's left the world. Now you got to fend for yourself. Musa, be careful now." And that really got me. We've got to understand who this mom is. It is the only personality that can pray for her children from the grave too. There are various responsibilities towards parents. For example, to pay off their debts, to honor their promises, not to do anything so that people may swear at them. And the Prophet said, if you don't do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will disown you in the hereafter, even if you did good during your lifetime. He continued to say, "I advise my present and future ummah, up till qiyamah, to treat parents with kindness, even if they have to walk for 2 years to do that." Let's look at Risalat al-Huquq, the Charter of Rights that is written by Imam Zain al-Awdin alayhi salam, and see what he says are the rights of parents. Let's first look at the rights of a mother. Here Imam alayhi salam says, "The right of your mother is that you know that she carried you where no one carries anyone. She gave to you of the fruit of her heart that which no one gives to anyone. She protected you with all her organs. She didn't care if she went hungry as long as you ate, if she was thirsty as long as you drank, if she was naked as long as you were clothed, if she was in the sun as long as you were in the shade. She gave up sleep for your sake. She protected you from heat and cold, all in order that you might belong to her. You will not be able to show her gratitude unless through God's help and giving success." It's a well-known hadith of the Prophet when a companion came to him and said who he should show love or devotion to, and the Prophet said, "Your mother." "Then to whom?" And the Prophet said, "Your mother." "And then to whom?" And the Prophet said, "Your mother." "And then," he said, "then to whom?" And the Prophet said, "Then to your father, then to the next nearest, and then to the next nearest." Let's look at the rights of a father. Imam says, "The right of your father is that you know that he is your root. Without him you would not be. Whenever you see anything in yourself which pleases you, know that your father is the root of its blessings upon you. So praise God and thank him in that measure, and there is no strength save in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Let me talk about children too, because Imam says, "The right of your child is that you should know that he is from you and will be ascribed to you through both his good and his evil in the immediate affairs of this world. You are responsible for what has been entrusted to you, such as educating him in good conduct, pointing him in the direction of his Rabb, and helping him to obey Allah. So act towards him with the action of one who knows that he will be rewarded for good doing towards him and punished for evil doing." There was a man who was on his deathbed but was in agony, and the Prophet ﷺ was called to be able to be with him, and the Prophet tells him, "Say the kalima, say la ilaha illallah." He couldn't say it, and immediately the Prophet said, "Where's his mom?" And his mom was called, and the Prophet said, "Are you angry with him?" And she said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, he has offended me, he has upset me, I haven't spoken to him for a while." And the Prophet said, "If you can find it in your heart, forgive him." And before she did, the Prophet asked this young man what he could see, and he said he was seeing terrifying things. The moment his mom forgave him, not only could he say the kalima, but he tells the Prophet, "I feel peace, and now I can see some figures that I feel attracted towards." It is so important to understand who these parents are. to understand their value. Very often we take them too much for granted. Sometimes it's too late when we realize, maybe when we have our own children we realize their importance, but that's too late. I'd like to tell you some other little incidents that may help. Sheikh Murtaza Ansari was a very well-known alim of our times. When his mother died, she was old, she was very old, and he wept. One of his students came up to him and said, "She was an old woman. Why are you crying so much?" He looked up and he said, "Do you know who this woman was? It is because of her that I have reached where I have reached. It is her endeavors, it is her du'as that have got me where I am." That's something we've got to understand and realize. Very often when our parents grow old, we find it hard. There was a young man just like that, whose mother was old, but she requested him to take her to the Kaaba, and he did. He carried her on his back, and he brought her all the way down to Mecca. He helped her do tawaf. He came up to the Prophet ﷺ and said, "Have I been able to fulfill the rights of my mom?" And the Prophet said, "Not even for one night's rocking of the cradle." He couldn't understand. "But I look after her, I wash her, I bathe her, I feed her, I carried her all the way here." The Prophet said, "When you do that, in your heart you think, when will this end for me? When she rocked your cradle, when she looked after you, she would raise her hands and say, 'Ya Rabbi, give my life to him, let him live long.' She prayed for your baqa, for your existence, for your remaining. You will be thinking when this will end." Very important factor we've got to understand. Let us pray for all parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never lift the shade of parents from our heads. And those of us who have lost our parents, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them maghfirat and a high status with those that are near him.